Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on with you on News Talk 1620.
Time to go back to work, huh?
It is. We hit the ground hard on Monday.
Now, one of the things that I noticed that popped up, the House Appropriations Committee released a measure yesterday that would roll back the IRS budget by about $3 billion. That's, what, 25% decrease right there?
That's correct.
Because of all this, all the wrong kind of publicity the IRS is getting. What's your thoughts there?
Well, it's in my view, the cut ought to be a little bit higher. I think if we could do a couple of things, if we could have a full-fledged tax reform, then we would need a lot smaller IRS than what we have today. Then also, if you can reduce the scope of its activities, in other words, get it out of things like Obamacare, then we could have a smaller, more user-friendly IRS than what we have today. And so defunding it or funding the level at a lower rate, at a lower point, I think helps us get toward that direction.
Well, of course, you mentioned first off, and of course, because Neil Bortz was on this radio show for this radio station for so many years, fair tax was something people were talking about a long time ago. Is that the sort of thing? I mean, do we see that anybody's going to start speaking those words really on the floor of the House soon?
Well, we bring it up every now and then. I just don't think the world is ready for the fair tax at this point. I'm a co-sponsor of the fair tax. And if we could adopt it today and have it in effect tomorrow, I think that would be great. And I think our economy would be healthier and you wouldn't need an IRS at all. But that's just not going to happen. So I think what we're going to have is an overhaul of the income tax system that we have today, hopefully rolled out by the end of the year. Now, I don't know what will happen to it in light of the divided government that we have here in Washington, but at least the American people will see what our particular view is. And that would also require a smaller, friendlier IRS to adjudicate it compared to what we have today.
Obviously, immigration is going to be back on the front burner. Is it fair to say that a lot of lawmakers seem to be gravitating toward offering legal status to the millions that are here illegally? Is that a fair thing to say?
At this point, it's hard for me to tell, Scott. There are some people that say we need to go ahead and deal with these folks. There are some people that say that by giving them some sort of probationary status. And then there are others that say, you know, they all need to be deported. There's not a common viewpoint among either party here in the House of Representatives on how to deal with this.
So people, Bill Flores joining us from D.C. So people understand the Senate passed a bill, and a portion of that was a path to citizenship that I think was 13 years. Now, the president has said he's not going to sign a bill that doesn't have a path to citizenship. Where is the path to citizenship, and what is the timeline in the House bill, as you will understand it?
I think a path to citizenship on the House floor would be dead on arrival. Now, I think that there's probably a way to find a path to probationary legal status that doesn't ultimately that doesn't preclude an ultimate citizenship for those, that small group that wants to become citizens. I think there's a way to get there, but I'm just not sure what it's going to take to get that done. I think there's a slim majority would say, give them probationary legal status for a number of years so they can have a job, they can live here, but then also not have any federal welfare benefits and things like that. But I don't think you're going to be able to take it all the way to the next step, and that is to give them a path to citizenship. Most folks that are here, they came here illegally, came here for a job. They didn't come here for citizenship.
Speaker Boehner said he's not going to bring the Senate bill to the floor, and he said he's not going to put any legislation on the floor unless the majority of the Republicans are going to support it. So, I mean, something is going to be crafted. You think you will get a vote?
I don't know. We're going to have a meeting today among the Republican caucus in the House at 3 o'clock Eastern time, and for a couple of hours we're going to thrash this out and try to figure out if there is a common ground for the conference. And then there are some folks in the Republican caucus that won't vote for any immigration bill related to, of any type. And so I think the leadership's going to have to determine, do you craft something where you get Democratic votes, or do you just not do anything? And so I think that's what leadership is hoping to figure out today after they listen to us talk about this issue for a couple of hours.
For the many Americans that are frustrated over food subsidy programs, there are 15 of them in the Department of Agriculture. Really an uncomfortable statistic this week in that there are 101 million people who are getting some sort of subsidy from the government. And that's more than the number of people who are full-time employed in the private sector in the United States. That's, to me, seems to be a pretty scary statistic.
Well, it's rivaling the way France is today. I mean, for every productive member of society and every person working in the private sector in France, you got about six people that are mooching off that person, and that's kind of the direction we're headed. We tried to fix that in the Farm Bill. It was on the floor a couple of weeks ago, but that went down in flames. Speaking of Farm Bills, many people wanted the Farm Bill split into two pieces, right, into the food stamp piece and to the farm program piece. Leadership has decided to do that, and so we may have a farm bill that's only farm programs on the floor in the next few days. But then some people are upset because it doesn't give any promise that we're going to deal with the food stamp issue, which is clearly out of control in the way it's grown.
Well, that's kind of it. I mean, I understand that a lot of farm groups had actually discouraged the leadership to do that, but what was it that you think is the reason the speaker or the leadership decided to go ahead and break that into two pieces?
Well, many conservative groups and many conservatives in Congress, including me, thought that you shouldn't put food stamps in an ag bill or vice versa, because the farm bill was really more of, it was 80% a food stamp bill and 20% farm bill, and so there was no reason to have that unholy alliance put together. Now, the farm groups need to be careful about saying that they're not going to approve the farm bill, this new farm bill that's an ag bill only, because I think they may wind up with nothing. And so that if I were in the shoes of the American Farm Bureau, for instance, I'd be trying to get behind this and not be fighting it, because they may wind up with a big goose egg.
Well, what would they say? What would you say to those people who say the whole purpose of this is just so you can get something passed so you can get into negotiations with the Senate?
Well, I'd say that's probably true, but I've got more confidence in our leadership than some do. I mean, there's a small element of our conference that doesn't trust our leadership and thinks that they're trying to come up with a way to go to conference so that we can wind up with the Senate bill, which has a big uncontrolled food stamp program in it. And that's just not going to happen, because it would never get even if a conference between the House and the Senate rolled something out like that. It would never be approved by the members of the House on my side of the aisle.
So that's
I'm not too worried about that.
So that's immigration and the agriculture bill, the two biggest things. Anything else out there that's going to be taking place this week?
Well, we've got a lot of appropriations bills on the floor. You know, you talked about the IRS. That is going to be, that appropriations bill will be on the House floor toward the end of this month. But today we've got the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill, and we're resetting the spending for those programs back at 2007 levels. So we're taking things the right direction in terms of reducing the size of government.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us just about every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and first responders.
Thanks.